Hi there. It's another Outside the Box, and another in our series on unique, unusual, and exceptional people. Today's topic is, who was Paul Erdős? No office, no desk, no typewriter, not even a place to live. Yet Paul Erdős, spelled E-R-D-O-S, but pronounced Erdős, was possibly the most prolific and respected mathematician of the 20th century. Erdős was a mathematical genius. At age three, he could calculate the number of seconds any person had lived. It helped that both of his parents were also mathematicians. He was not much of a theoretician. His true love was simply solving mathematical problems. For example, as a child, he would attempt to prove or disprove theorems about prime numbers or arithmetic progressions. At age 21, he received a PhD in his native Hungary, then moved to England and eventually the U.S. in the late 1930s. The move enabled him to avoid the Holocaust in Europe that claimed his Jewish father and almost his mother. Soon after arriving at Princeton University, Erdős began his itinerant life. He became like the Pied Piper, but instead of going from town to town, he went from mathematician to mathematician, helping them to solve a problem he knew they were excited about and wanted to solve. He would literally show up on their doorstep with a half-full suitcase and the proclamation, "My brain is open." He'd spend a week or two working on a problem with them, then move on to another math whiz. The two of them would often publish a paper describing the problem and process to solve it. His motto became, "Another roof, another proof." This was not a short chapter in Erdős's life. It became a pilgrim-like lifestyle that he loved, and it went on for decades until he died at age 83 in 1996. During that time, he published over 1,500 papers on mathematical theory, almost always collaborating with one or more others. As a form of respect and recognition, others created what they called Erdős numbers, with those who published with Erdős receiving a number 1, those who published with someone who published with Erdős getting a number 2, and so on. Erdős's number, of course, was 0. Over 500 have an Erdős number of 1. About 4,000 are number 2. Thousands more, numbers 3 or 4. Erdős had a love affair with mathematics his entire life. His views of other issues like religion, children and marriage, food and alcohol, and education were primarily based on his experience with math. He referred to children as epsilons, a Greek letter meaning small, positive quantity. He had little regard for governments, seeing them as restricting an individual's freedom to learn and express one's ideas and beliefs, especially about math. There's a book, The Man Who Loved Numbers, and a film, N is a Number, A Portrait of Paul Erdős, about him. It's rare to find a person who found their passion and created a way of life around that. Paul Erdős is certainly an example, and an eccentric one as well. Do you have a passion for something that's as strong as Paul Erdős's passion for mathematics? If so, would you be willing to give up some everyday comforts if it enabled you to truly follow your passion? I'm Larry Danziger, following my passion for people who are unique, have taken the road less traveled, and really made a difference.